Ray Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report on the ups and downs of Obamacare recruitment. Reading the papers about the efforts to enroll the uninsured in Obamacare, two directly contradictory themes emerge these days. First, it's clear that there is consensus that the website www.healthcare.gov is working much, much better, even if not perfectly. Secondly, it also is clear that there continues to be wildly competing directions at work on how to achieve maximum eligible participation, forcing almost daily game day modifications and enrollment strategies. Clearly, the website's earlier problems have depressed the enrollment figures from the government's original estimates. Been there, done that, let's go forward. The government seems to have understood during the website crisis that written applications were important, encouraged the various health centers, assisters, and navigators to move people into paper applications. Navigators are reporting to the Associated Press that paper applicants have not received enrollment follow-up, even while the government is saying that all paper applications have been processed. What are the facts, Jack? Meanwhile, the government has discontinued printing paper applications even in Spanish, despite the fact that there is no Spanish language access to the enrollment online process in order to encourage full utilization of the website. Some of this is situational, since there is virtually no way the paper app could be processed in a two-week period between now and Christmas in order to ensure coverage for the first of the year. Meanwhile, the problem of the digital divide and the language gap is unresolved for the coming year's enrollment, so we can almost predict different public guidance will be coming, hopefully after the first of the year. Reports in the Times discuss something that the government is informally calling orphan enrollments, which is very disconcerting news. The so-called orphans are enrollees who believe that they have successfully completed all steps of the process and are now good to go, but in fact are in limbo land where, even though they have been fully processed, a glitch in the system may not have gotten their information fully to the insurance company, therefore leaving them without insurance still, even though they think they're ready to roll. The same article indicated 25% of all enrollments may have errors sufficient to block enrollment. The government reports that it's solving this, so we can hope this is a tree falling in the healthcare forest that we wish we hadn't heard about. Another rumor I could have lived without are unconfirmed reports that there may be right-wing and Republican hacking at the healthcare.gov site contributing to the problems. I honestly doubt this is happening, but the strength of the rumor alone could dissuade people already tentative and uncertain in dealing with the website to approach it even more gingerly, if at all. We're dealing everywhere with voter suppression. It seems right now we need to deal with Obamacare suppression even more aggressively. This is Wade Rathke for questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.